Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Step into the Gen X time machine and rewind to the era of rolled jeans, flipped collars, and boomboxes blasting on every corner. Let's take a trip back to the 80s and 90s, where we relive the trends and unforgettable moments that shaped Generation X and made us who we are today.
You know, when someone says Miami Vice, what's the first thing that pops into your head? For me, it's those pastel suits, or maybe a Ferrari speeding down Ocean Drive,
yeah.
You know, with a killer theme song blasting. It's funny how those images are just so, so ingrained in pop culture.
Oh, absolutely.
But how much do we really know about the show? Beyond the surface, I mean.
Well, it's interesting you say that because you've given us a mountain of articles and notes on Miami Vice. So clearly you're after more than just a highlight reel here. And you're right. There's a lot more to this show than meets the eye.
Yeah.
Its influence on television, music, even fashion is way bigger than most people realize.
All right. So let's dive in. I always thought of Miami Vice as this really stylized show, all about the look.
Mm.
But I was surprised to learn that it actually started with a simple memo. Two words. MTV cops. Who would guess that those two little words would become like cultural shorthand for an entire decade, yeah. Right?
Right. But you have to remember, this was the early 80s. NBC was like desperate for a hit, something that would capture a younger audience, and MTV was exploding. Suddenly, music videos weren't just about the music. They were about image, attitude, a certain kind of cool. And Miami Vice tapped into that energy perfectly.
Oh, totally.
perfectly.
And speaking of tapping into something special, can we talk about the casting for a second?
Yeah. I mean,
imagine if someone else had played Sonny Crockett.
Oh, wow.
They were looking at guys like Nick Nolte, Jeff Bridges, even Mickey Rourke. I mean, can you imagine those guys in pastels?
It's a wild thought, isn't it? But back then, TV wasn't seen as, you know, the cool older brother of movies like it is now.
Right.
It was almost a demotion for a movie star to do television.
Really?
But Don Johnson, even after a few failed pilots, he took a chance. And that gamble, it practically redefined the leading man on TV.
It's true. He became Sonny Crockett. But almost as famous as Crockett himself is that theme song.
Oh, yeah.
That pulsating synth, it just screams 80s, doesn't it?
Totally.
I had no idea. It was actually a huge hit on the Billboard charts. Like, it even hit number one. And get this. The show spent a fortune securing popular music for each episode, which was unheard of for TV back then.
Jon Hammer's score for Miami Vice was revolutionary. He basically created a whole new way of using music on television. It wasn't just background noise, it was like another character, driving the plot, building suspense, even reflecting what the characters were feeling. Think about that iconic In the Air Tonight scene.
Oh, my God.
Pure tension.
Yes.
Just with the music.
Okay, can we talk about those iconic looks for a second?
Mm.
For better or worse, Miami Vice single-handedly made pastel suits and t-shirts under Armani jackets a thing.
It's true.
I even read that there was a strict no earth tones rule on set.
Yeah, there was.
It's like they invented 80s fashion.
It's easy to forget, but those stylistic choices, they were deliberate. They were crafted to create a very specific feel. It wasn't just about looking cool, though they definitely did that. It was about reflecting the Miami of that era, the vibrant colors, the sleek lines of the cars, even the way they shot the city. It all added up to this hyper-real, almost dreamlike quality. And speaking of cars, did you know they originally used a fake Ferrari?
Wait, seriously? A knockoff Testarossa? You're kidding?
No joke. Apparently Ferrari was not happy about it, even threatened legal action. They eventually switched to a real Testarossa, but it shows how much attention they paid to every detail, even if it meant butting heads with, like, a luxury car company. And that wasn't the only legal battle the show faced.
Whoa, hold on. Before we get into Miami Vice versus Ferrari, round two, I think we need to rewind a bit and talk about the other half of our favorite undercover duo, Philip Michael Thomas, a.k.a. Ricardo Tubbs. He and Johnson had this undeniable chemistry on screen. I bet their real-life personalities were just as interesting.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Philip Michael Thomas was absolutely convinced he was going to achieve an EGOT, you know, winning an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and a Tony Award.
Wow.
He even coined the term. He might not have actually hit that mark, but you have to admire that kind of confidence, right?
Let's just talk about manifesting your destiny. And get this. Don Johnson almost walked away from it all after the first season.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was completely burned out from the grueling schedule, and there were some contract disputes. Can you imagine Miami Vice without Don Johnson?
It's almost impossible to imagine, and it almost happened. Apparently, Mark Harmon was being considered as a replacement. Talk about a sliding doors moment.
Whoa. Mark Harmon in a pastel suit. Okay, that's an image I need to get out of my head. But speaking of iconic characters, we can't forget Edward James Olmos as the stoic and always sunglasses-clad Lieutenant Castillo.
Oh, Castillo.
His quiet intensity just drew you in.
You know what's fascinating about that? Olmos deliberately chose to have minimal dialogue for Castillo.
Really?
He believed that silence actually made the character more powerful, more menacing. And you know what? He was dead right.
So we've got Don Johnson, the epitome of 80s cool, nearly quitting. We've got Philip Michael Thomas manifesting awards left and right. And Edward James Olmos using the power of not talking to create one of the most memorable characters on TV.
That's Miami Vice.
What a dynamic.
What a dynamic.
And we haven't even gotten to the impact all of this had on Miami itself.
Oh, man.
The show completely changed how people saw the city, for better or for worse.
It's true.
Okay, so we're back. And before we get too far, we have to talk about the impact Miami Vice had on Miami itself.
Right.
I mean, did Crockett and Tubbs single-handedly invent South Beach?
You know, it's funny you say that, because before Miami Vice, South Beach was basically the opposite of the glamorous, trendy place we think of today.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We're talking high crime rates, poverty, even those Art Deco buildings everyone associates with the area, they were mostly run down, abandoned.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how did Miami Vice, a show known for its style and glamour, end up putting a spotlight on a place that was, like, really struggling?
It's almost a strange twist of fate, but by showcasing Miami's beauty, even with that undercurrent of danger, Miami Vice made it alluring. You know, people wanted a taste of that life, the beaches, the music, the energy. And guess what? That influx of tourists and money, it breathed new life into South Beach.
Wow.
Of course, that revitalization came with its own set of challenges, but there's no denying the role the show played. It's like they accidentally invented a tourist destination.
Talk about unintended consequences.
Yeah.
And speaking of iconic things Miami Vice introduced to the world, we have to get back to that music.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about Jan Hammer's incredible score.
Mm-hmm.
But the way they wove in popular songs, it's like they created the perfect 80s playlist, but like with way higher stakes.
You know, they say the devil's in the details. And it's those music choices that really elevate Miami Vice. It wasn't just about setting the mood. Those songs were practically characters themselves. Remember that scene where Crockett's Ferrari gets blown up and Cry Little Sister by Mr. Mister is playing? Genius.
Chills. They were spending serious cash to license those songs too, right?
Absolutely. But it paid off. That soundtrack became as iconic as the cars, the clothes, even the characters themselves. It wasn't background music. It was the soundtrack to a generation. I mean, they even featured artists like Glenn Frey and Phil Collins in guest roles. They weren't just using music. They were letting it drive the narrative, influence the emotions, and it totally worked.
Speaking of driving the narrative, there was one really important element we haven't talked about.
Yeah.
The show tackled some pretty serious social issues, which I never realized until like really digging into all of this.
It's true. And it's one of the things that makes Miami Vice more than just a stylish action show. They weren't afraid to show the underbelly of like the glamorous facade,
right?
Drug trafficking, corruption, even the AIDS epidemic. They tackled these issues head on and with a rawness that was pretty groundbreaking for the time.
I was reading about Anthony Yerkovich, the show's creator.
Yeah.
And how he wanted to portray a realistic view of Miami.
Yeah.
One that wasn't afraid to show the good, the bad, and the ugly. It makes you wonder how much of Miami Vice was, like, actually inspired by real events.
From what I understand, Yerkovich drew a lot of inspiration from real-life news stories and police cases. He even consulted with actual undercover detective to make sure the show, you know, felt authentic. It wasn't just about the action. They wanted to show the human cost of these crimes, the impact on the victims and the community.
It's amazing how they managed to balance that gritty realism with those like stylish visuals.
Yeah.
It's almost like they created their own genre, like crime drama meets high fashion.
It's that unique blend that makes the show so captivating, you know?
Yeah.
But let's not forget the man behind those visuals, Michael Mann.
Yeah.
He wasn't just a director. He was a visionary. He understood the power of aesthetics and how to use them to tell a story.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
The way he used light and shadow, those saturated colors, the slow motion shots, it's like he created a moving painting.
Exactly. And let's not forget his attention to detail. Remember those incredible boats?
Oh, yeah.
Crockett's sailboat, the St. Vitus's dance. They went through several different models throughout the series, each one carefully chosen to reflect his character's arc. And that Scarab speedboat. It became so popular after the show aired that Wellcraft actually released a special Miami Vice edition.
Are you serious? Life imitating art, Miami Vice style. I'm starting to think this show single-handedly brought back the 80s.
Right.
But all those boats, the cars, the fashion, it all cost a fortune, right?
You'd be surprised. Despite its lavish look, Miami Vice was actually filmed on a relatively tight budget. They had to be creative, using clever camera angles, strategic lighting, and a lot of ingenuity to create that expensive-looking aesthetic.
That's amazing. I'm starting to think the real stars of this show were the production designers and costume designers.
They definitely deserve a lot of credit. But it wasn't just about creating a visually stunning show. Remember, Miami Vice had something to say, too.
Okay, we've talked about the clothes, the music, the cars, even those social issues Miami Vice wasn't afraid to touch on. But you know me, I love those little behind-the-scenes details. For instance, remember that seaplane from the opening credits? The one Crockett and Tubbs are always flying over Miami in.
Oh, the Grumman Turbo Mallard, yeah. It's kind of amazing how one thing can just represent a whole show, you know?
Right. Well, get this. That actual plane, tail number N2969, it crashed in 2005.
Oh, wow.
Kind of a sobering reminder that even the coolest things from the past, oh, well.
Yeah.
They're still subject to real life.
It's true.
Speaking of art, I was blown away by how much attention to detail went into every aspect of Miami Vice, like that no earth tones rule for the wardrobe.
Yeah.
And set design. Talk about a bold choice.
That was all Michael Mann. That was his vision. He wanted to create this, like, hyper-real, vibrant world that was the polar opposite of the gritty, you know, oftentimes dark stories they were telling. And by eliminating those earth tones, they created this incredibly distinct visual palette that just screamed Miami Vice.
And it wasn't just the colors, right? Those silhouettes, those pastel suits, the rolled up sleeves, it all felt so deliberate, so cool.
The costume designers were way ahead of their time. They mixed high-end Italian fashion with like a more relaxed Miami vibe. T-shirts under Armani jackets, sockless loafers, even Crockett's signature stubble. They weren't just dressing the characters, they were creating a whole aesthetic that would go on to define the 80s.
It's incredible to think that a TV show could have such a huge impact, not just on fashion, but on music, on the way we see an entire city.
It's a testament to the power of great storytelling, I think. Miami Vice wasn't just a cop show, it was a cultural phenomenon. And you know what's amazing? Even after all these years, it still holds up. It's stylish, it's exciting, and it still has something to say.
You know, we could talk about Miami Vice for hours. But before we wrap things up, I have one last question for you and for you listening. Could Miami Vice be as impactful if it premiered today? Would it capture that same magic, spark those same conversations in our current world of peak TV? It's something to think about, isn't it?
That's the question for the ages. But one thing's for sure, Miami Vice left an undeniable mark on television history.
Absolutely. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us. Until next time, stay curious.
Your ride in the Gen X time machine has come to an end, but the memories don't stop here. Make sure to hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a trip back to the 80s and 90s. More iconic moments and nostalgic trends are waiting for you right now in the Gen X time machine podcast feed. Press subscribe now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.